So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Shachta chutz l'zman v'chutz l'mkayma kiddush alechem. If one shechted the carbon toide with intentions to eat the carbon after its designated time or outside its designated area, although the carbon is pasul, the lachmei toide loaves nevertheless get kiddush asaguf. However, shechata benimtzis treifa loy kiddush alechem. If he shechted the carbon toide and the animal was then found to be a treifa, the lachmei toide do not get kiddush asaguf. I think Gemara explains the difference because there's a general rule that kol shepesule koyim shchita lekiddush alechem, pesule achar shchita kiddush alechem. If the psul happened before the shchita of the carbon, the lechem does not get kiddush saguf. If the psul happened during or after the shchita, the lechem does get kiddush saguf. Therefore, in the first case of shachta chutz zman v'chutz mekayim kiddush alechem, because pesule achar shchita. While in the second case, shachta benimtzis treifa lekiddush alechem, because pesule koyim shchita. And the Mishnah discusses a third case. Shchata shaloi lishma. V'chein el hamilum v'chein shnei kibsi atzeres shashachton shaloi lishman loy kiddush alechem. If one shechted the carbon taida, or the el hamilum, or the kibsi atzeres for the sake of a different carbon, their lechem does not get kiddush asaguf. Even though it is pisul le'achar shchita, nevertheless, loy kiddush alechem, because as the Gemara explained earlier, the pasuk states, al zevach taida shlama. The words Zevach Taidas teach Shem Shachat Shalei Lishman Lei Kiddush Alechem. The Shechita must be for the sake of a carbon Taida, but if the carbon was Shechta for the sake of a different carbon, the Lechem does not get Kedusha Saguf. The Mishnah cites a Machlekes in the case of Shachat of a Nimtzis Balas Mum. Rabbi Eliezer, Mekiddush Vacham Arim Lei Kiddush. If one Shechta the carbon Taida and the animal was then found to have a blemish, Rabbi Eliezer holds the Lechem did get Kedusha Saguf, and the Chum holds the Lechem did not get Kedusha Saguf. Now, although a Baal Mum is Pisul Lekayid Meshchita, even so, Rabbi Eliezer holds Kiddush because, as the Gemara explains, this is a case of Bedukin Sheba'ayin, the carbon had an affliction in the eye, for which Rabbi Kiva holds, Im Adu LaYerdu. A carbon with this Mum is B'diyevet accepted on the Mizbeach. And therefore, Rabbi Eliezer holds, Im Adu LaYerdu Afil LeKedushi Lechem. The Shechita of a carbon Taida with this Mum also accomplishes Kedusha Sagov for the Lachmei Taida. While Rabbi Shua holds Lei Kiddush because he holds Im Adu LaYerdu B'psula DeGufe Av LeKedushi Lechem Loi. This mum is acceptable only regarding the animal itself to permit its hakrava on the mizbeach, but the mum is not acceptable regarding another entity, the lachmei toide. And therefore, Rabbi Shua holds that the shechita does not accomplish kedusha zagof for the lechem. The Gemara concludes that this was Reb Meir's approach to the machlekes of Eliezer b'chachamim, and they disagree only in the case of Baal Mum and not in the cases of the other pesulim. However, Yehuda offered a different approach to their machlekes, that there is no machlekes in the case of Baal Mum or Treifa, and all agree that loy kiddush because pesul lekayim shechita. And there's no machlekes in the case of shachat chutz l'zman kiddush because pesul achar shchita. The machlekes is only in the case of shachat chutz l'mkayma. Rabbi Eliezer holds kiddush because there's a binyan av, a comparison from chutz l'zman to chutz l'mkayma. Ma chutz l'zman kiddush, av chutz l'mkayma kiddush. Or Rabbi Shua holds loy kiddush because there's a binyan av from shalay l'shma to chutz l'mkayma. Ma shalay l'shma loy kiddush, av chutz l'mkayma loy kiddush. And the Gemara concludes that Rabbi Eliezer retracted and agree that loy kiddush because the binyan av is from shaloi lishma and not from chutz l'zmanei, because don and psul machshavish im makaris mean psul machshavish im makaris. Shaloi lishma and chutz l'mkayma are similar in that the machshava causes the psul, but one does not get karis. While for chutz l'zmanei, one does get karis. Zok the Mishnah, hanesachim shekitshu b'kli v'nimtze zevach pasul. If the minchas nesachim that are brought together with a carbon got kiddush asaguf from a kli sharis and then the carbon became pasul, it depends. Im yesh zevach achar yekrivu imoy, ve'emlanu yivsulu belina. If there's another carbon at hand that requires nesachim, the nesachim are brought with that carbon. And if there's no other carbon, the nesachim will become pasul at nighttime. The Gemara proceeds with a statement of Zi'iri. Eina nesachim miskachin el b'shechitas ha-zevach. The nesachim get their kedushas aguf only by the shechita of the carbon, and not before when it was put into the kli sharis, because the pasuk states, lahakrav ich ala Hashem, oylo mincha zevach nesachim. The juxtaposition of Zevach and Nesachim teaches Shazevach Mekadesh HaNesachim. And accordingly, we must say that the Mishnah is a case of the Ifsel Bezrika. The carbon became possible during Zrika, and therefore, according to Rebbe, who holds Shnei Dvar Mahamatirin, Mal and Zebelei Zeh, Shechita alone accomplishes the Kedusha Saguf. In our case, the Nesachim already got Kedusha Saguf by the Shechita, which was Kasher. While according to Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, who holds Shnei Dvar Mahamatirin, Ein Mal and Zebelei Zeh, both Shechita and Zrika together accomplish Kedusha Saguf, we must say that the Mishnah is a case of Kugan Shekibul Daman Bekais V'Nishbach. The blood was received in the Kli Sharis, but then spilled before they could do Zrika. And Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon concurs with the opinion of his father, Rabbi Shimon, that Kolo'imid Lizarik Kizarik Dami. If at the time of Shechita the carbon was qualified for Zrika, it is considered as if the Zrika was already accomplished. And therefore, in our case, the Nesachim already got Kedusha Saguf by Shechita and Zrika, which was Kasher. However, if the ifsal b'shchita, if the carbon became possible during shchita, the nesachim does not become possible b'lina, because in a nesachim is kachin, el b'shchita sazevach, and the shchita b'sula does not accomplish kedushas haguf on the nesachim. The Gemara now elaborates on the Mishnah's halacha of yezevach acher yakrivu imoy. If there's another carbon at hand that requires nesachim, the minchas nesachim is brought with that carbon. The Gemara questions this from Rav Chizkiya's ruling of shemen she'efrishu l'shem mincha zeh, pasul l'shem mincha acheres. Oil that was designated for a specific carbon mincha is disqualified for another carbon mincha, and accordingly, in the Mishnah, the nesachim that was designated for a specific carbon should be disqualified for another carbon. The Gemara answers that the Mishnah refers to nesachim of karbonis tzibur, in which lev bezdin masna lein, im hutzuchu hutzuchu vim lav yu lezevach acher. Bezdin stipulates at the time of purchase that only if the nesachim are needed for their designated carbon, they're disqualified for another carbon. But if the nesachim are no longer needed for the designated carbon, they can be used for another carbon that requires nesachim. And we say lev bezdin masna lein on regarding nesachim, because lav gufa dezivchuhu, the nesachim are not part of the carbon itself and can be brought even on a different day. However, we do not say lev bezin masna lein regarding shemen, because shemen gufa de minchu, the oil is part of the mincha itself. The Gemara cites another case in which there is a machlekes whether we say lev bezin masna lein. In the case of tamid nishlehut shechol etzibur, when Rosh Chodesh Nisan arrived, there were 4 tlaim left over from those bought for the carbon tamid of the previous year, and these tlaim cannot be used for the carbon tamid of the new year because they were bought with shkalm of the old year. What's done with them? The chum hol niftin tamimin. These tzolim can be redeemed even without a mum, despite their kedushas haguf, because we do say lev bezin masna lein. While Rav Shimon holds ein niftin tamim, these tzolim cannot be redeemed without a mum, because we do not say lev bezin masna lein. Nevertheless, all agree that in our case of nesachim, we do say lev bezin masna lein, because only regarding tzolim does Rav Shimon hold that we do not say lev bezin masna lein, because the islu tikanta beriyah. Since there's another solution for the tzolim to wait for them to get a mum, bezin did not make it tonight. However, regarding the Sachem, Rav Shimon agrees that we do say Lev Bezdin Masna Lein, because the Leslo Tekanta, since there's no other solution but the Sachem, Bezdin did make a Tanai.